management, so that yes, one looks at what the community has within it, but one also looks at what it can bring into it and what it can ask of people for, what it can demand. So there's still a link with the state, as well as saying, well, let's look at what the community has. I think it's possible to look perhaps more within development theories for those kinds of connections between endowments and entitlements.
It's very interesting. A lot of the kind of, I've just spent a couple of days with people doing work on health and well-being, particularly mental well-being, and they talk a lot about the sort of same idea about capabilities. And they would, you know, they're in the kind of asset bit of discussion, but they bring a lot of that thinking into the space. It's very recent, so I think it is a reaction to the new labour calculation. It is a reaction to the loss of relationships. And actually, in public health terms, my colleague who I work with, you know, usually sets off saying, I've worked 20 years as a public health promoter and I've made it worse. Because what, you know, the approach we've been taking, which is very calculated and very, you know, top down, doesn't work. So there is a kind of reflection on the failures of the models that we've been using. And that's where the assets come in from. And I was just thinking about when you say the international side, I mean, participatory budgeting is a really a good example, which I'm hoping somebody will track. You know, how it started in Brazil and what it now means in the UK. And the new government is proposing to use participative budgeting techniques to make the cuts. So it started, you know, it started in one place and has been completely, you know, emptied, transformed. So we learn and we...
I just wanted to give you one thing. I interviewed a woman yesterday from Bristol, and she's done all kinds of wonderful things. She decided not to go into state work. She stayed outside for her whole life, doing all sorts of stuff. And just for future, she said, when I came to Bristol, I decided I wasn't going to protest against things anymore. I only wanted to campaign for things. And it's just a kind of reversal that I think is quite neat. Because it is about thinking of what these issues we're campaigning for rather than just defending ourselves from what's happening there. I think there's a lot of defending to do as well.
Any other questions or points of discussion? It doesn't have to just be a sort of continuing forward. We will have lots of time for discussion later on as well. Well, I want to thank Jane and Janet for two really stimulating presentations. And what we'll do is just unpack lunch. So if you can mill about for a bit, we'll get everything ready. And then we'll eat and start back up around 1:15 with Pat. So that's something.